We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pirchas Leo. We're in Ksuvos Parakei Mishnah Ches. Hamashra es ishto al yedei shalish. Here you have a case where a husband and wife are married, but for whatever reason, she is living in a different home, in a different residence, and he is being mefarnes her through a third party. So he's not eating with her. He's giving her mazonos and clothing, whatever she needs, and she agrees to this arrangement. So the Mishnah here tells you how much he has to give her, minimally, per week. So says the Mishnah, lo yifchos la mishnei kabin chitin, o me arba'a kabin seorim. He shouldn't give her less than 2 kav of wheat, six kav equal a sa'ah. So every week he should not be giving her less than 2 kav of chitin, which ends up being, a kav is 24 beitzim. So that ends up being, in terms of volume, 48 beitzim, which is enough for 16 sudos for the week. 2 sudos for each day, which would be enough to have 14. They have to deal with Shabbos also, though. And then there may be poor people who come who need food and guests who come who need food. So that's 16 sudos worth of bread. Oh, may our buck have been soaring. If, when it comes to barley, it's supposed to be doubled, more than the chitim. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo pasak la soorim, Ella Rabbi Yishmael Shayasamuch LeEdom. No, it's not the only one who said you're supposed to give double if you're giving barley. It's not because barley is cheap or it doesn't fill you up enough, but it's Rabbi Yishmael who lived near Edom, and there the Seorim are really very inferior. But in other places where Seorim are not inferior, so you don't give double. Whatever Beis Din thinks you're supposed to give. If it's the same as the Chitim, you give the same as the Chitim. Why should you give 4 kav of Seorim when you're only giving 2 kav of Chitim? And therefore, according to this Rabbi Yossi, it's only in Rabbi Yishmael where he lived, near Edom, where the Seorim are inferior. So that's why you have to give double that amount per week. V'nosin l'chatzi kav kitnis, regarding legumes, a half a kav of that, v'chatzi log shemen, and a half a log of oil for lighting, for energy, for eating. V'kav grogros are dried figs, so a kav worth of that. Oh, mane devela, or if you're giving them it as pressed figs in a cake, it should be a mane, which is 100 dinar in weight. Vim ain lo, and let's say he doesn't have any figs. Posek l'umah son peros mimokam acher. So then he has to give her other fruit, for another type of species of fruits in their place. V'nosei l'mita, this is al day shlish, she's living on her own. So the husband has to provide for her, so not living together. So he's not buying food for the two of them. He has to provide her with all of this. So in addition to the food, v'nosei l'mita, he has to make sure she has a bed to sleep on. Mapatz, which is a mattress, umachatzelis, and a mat made of reeds, all for lying, for resting, etc. V'nosin lo kippa l'rosha, kerchief for her head, v'chagor l'masneha, and girding, an apron for her to do malacha with, umin alim mimoed l'moed, and new shoes each regel. The Gemara explains, based on the fact that shoes wear out, so that may be giving her, shoes of living in the mountainous regions, so the shoes are going to wear out even earlier than the clothing do. V'kelim, and new clothing, shel chamishim zuz mishana l'shana, every year. So notice, the shoes are being worn out, you got to give each and every regel, each and every yontif. But clothing, new clothing, worth 50 zuz, a minimum worth of 50 zuz, once a year. You don't give new clothing in the summer months. People wear the same clothing in the summer and the winter. Didn't have a different wardrobe. But the idea was that if you're getting new, so therefore the wool is new and it's fresh and it's thick, so it's not worn out yet, so you don't give those new clothing in the summer months. It's too hot. Nor do you give out worn out clothing in the winter months, because she needs to be warm. So what do we do? You give her the new clothing worth 50 zuz in the winter months, vihimis kasa bibla oseyen bibosachama. And during the summer months, so as they worn out, any clothing that's worn out already, that's thinned out, so that she'll wear in the summer months. Vashchakim shela. And even when you give her new clothing in the winter months, and you have worn out or leftover, whatever it may be, she doesn't have to return that, meaning the older clothing that she wore, let's say that are over a year old, so that clothing already she's worn, so they're worn out, and she's getting new clothing. So from last year, from 2 years ago, she keeps those as well, because she wears those during Yimei Tumasar, during the days when she's a Nida. This way, if they get dirty, so it's not a big deal, because they're the old clothing from previous years. Parakeh Mishnah Test. We continue to discuss the obligations the husband has towards his wife. No Saint Ma'a Kesef Litzarka. So if you remember, we mentioned this in a previous Mishnah, in the introduction to the Mishnah, where we spoke about the Maisei Yadayim that the woman gives the husband, and in return the husband gives her Mizonos. But in addition to that, he gives her a Ma'a Kesef, a Ma'a, 6 Ma'a equal a dinar, equal a Zuz. So she gets this 1 Ma'a silver coin per week. And that's, if you remember, in exchange for the Moser Maaseh Yadayim, for the excess, the surplus of her earnings over and above the minimum she's supposed to give him. So the husband gives her a ma, kesef litzarcha, for her, our needs, whatever, spending money, v'ocheles imo mi lele Shabbos, the lele Shabbos. Remember, we were discussing this woman who's living in her own residence. So we said, that was the previous Mishnah, that was the discussion. So the Mishnah here is coming to teach us that even if the husband is mashre es ishto alidei shalish, she's supporting her through this third party, nonetheless, they're supposed to eat together on Leil Shabbos. That's what it means. At least on Friday night, they eat together. And that's when the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Kesef, litzarka, let's say he's not giving her this ma kesef in addition to the mizonos, meaning she was silent, she doesn't claim it from him, she doesn't demand it from him. So then the Mishnah says, if that's true, maisei yodeh hashela, then she can keep the maisei yadayim, not the maisei yadayim, but the moser maisei yadayim. If you remember, he's giving her mizonos, she gives him the minimum amount of maisei yadayim. But if he's not giving her that excess, that ma kesef, she doesn't have to give him the surplus of her earnings. Umahi osalo. So the question is, what's the shiur? What's the minimum amount of maisei yadayim to know what's considered the excess of maisei yadayim, to know that she doesn't have to give that to him if he does not give her the ma'a, that extra ma'a kesef? So the Mishnah says, Mishkal, we mentioned this in the past, Mishkal chamesh sla'im shesi bihuda. It is the weight of 5 sela of shesi, of the warp of the vertical thread that she spins, and that's in Yehuda, Shehein Eser Slaim Begalil, which is 10 Sela in weight in Galil, because the Mishkalos, because the weight in Yehuda was double that of Galil. Oh, Mishkal, now we're going to discuss not Shesi, but rather Erev. So which is the horizontal thread. Oh, or what's considered a minimum per week that she's supposed to produce as Maisa Yadayim, working with wool. O Mishkal Eser Sloim Erev Biyuhuda Shehein Esrim Sloim Begalil. So obviously double in Galil, but here it's double Erev. The horizontal thread is going to be double of what needs to be produced in weight than the warp thread, than the vertical. And that's because the warp vertical thread is thinner than the woof, than the Erev thread that goes across horizontally on the loom when you're making clothing. And since it's thinner, it's more difficult to deal with. It's kind of like making tzitzis. It's easier to make to tie the tzitzis when you have the thick threads versus when you have the thin threads. And therefore, since it's more work, so therefore she only needs to produce half of the shesi thread, the vertical thread, than what she needs to produce when it's the erev, the horizontal thread. The im haisa minika, let's say she is nursing, Mok pochasin la mi maisa yodeha umosif in la almazon osea. Because she's obviously busy nursing. She has a child to take care of, and the child on demand needs to nurse. So therefore, we can't expect her to produce what she normally produces. So therefore, she doesn't have to make up that shiur, the measure, the minimum amount that we mentioned. You can diminish it, whatever makes sense. Umosif in Allah Amazon Osea, but not only that, not only is she not producing as much for the minimum amount of Maisei Yadayim of her earnings that go to the husband, but the husband, in fact, has to give her more mizonos. Why? Because she's nursing, so she needs more food so that she's healthy and the child, she's able to nurse the child. When do we say that these are the fixed shiurim that the woman has to produce for the husband? Be'ani shebi Yisrael. That's where the husband is an ani, is a pauper. Avol b'mechubad, but let's say he's a wealthy man, hakol lefi chvodo. So then it all depends on his kavod. What does that mean? It means that the kavod, it all depends on him. So that in terms of her producing and in terms of the mizonos he gives her. So the amount of mizonos and the other tzrachim may be more. So he may be giving her more than a mar kesef per weekend, maybe more than the minimum amount of food that we speak of, because the rule is that a woman is ola imbala, if you remember. She's not your redesimo, but on the contrary, she should be supported in a way that's even more, that's even greater, even though she didn't grow up that way. But nonetheless, since the husband did, so therefore she has the right to demand that. Of course, if the wife grew up a certain way, that's a husband's responsibility to ensure that she also is living with those standards.